Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi.
Hiya.
Hello, how is everyone?
It's the Easter weekend.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It's very good.
Happy Easter.
I know, I'm excited. I'm literally, for those who can't see me, I'm dressed like a chick. Look at me. I've got a bright yellow jumper on. I am being an Easter chick today.
Love it.
And after all that food you were telling us about eating, you've turned into the shape of an Easter egg as well.
Oh!
I can only see your face. I'm only saying that for cheap shots.
Punchy start, Jeff. Punchy start. How are you both anyway, Claire? How's it going at your end?
Good, yes. It's we're adjusting still. I think it's good though. We're all good.
Yeah, and Jeff?
I'm all the better for seeing you too. Smiley faces.
Jeff, are you doing yoga?
No, it's a little... I was happy to see you, as just said, and I'm doing a little stretchy arm thing.
Okay.
He's doing like a virtual group hug, isn't he? He's got his arms spread out.
That's good.
Yeah, so I've become kind of institutionalised when this started. And they said, oh, you can only go out for once a day. I was like, once a day? Going out once a day? And now I've got to the point, it's like, what, I have to go out once a day? It's like Shawshank Redemption. You know, at the beginning, I was like Tim Robbins, desperate to get out. By now, I'm like the old fella with his crow who just can't bear the thought of the outside world. So, I'm hunkering in.
Yeah, it is weird how we've all adapted because I went to Asda yesterday to get baby milk and the queue, obviously because there's 2 metres between everyone, went round and round and round the building. So I got to one end. I thought, I'm coming to the end of it now. Oh, no, it carries on. Get to the next corner. Oh, no, it's still going. It's still going. It's still going. And do you know what? I just totally wasn't bothered. I was like, right, yeah, this is what we've got to do. And it's funny how we've all just adapted to this really weird way of living now.
Yeah, we did a pickup collection the other day. So we had our big shopping, which it was the one I'd been dreaming about for weeks. That was amazing. Took photos of the delivery guy from the window because I was absolutely just so happy to see him. That was fun. mad. Honestly, I got the text at about 7 o'clock in the morning. I was like, it's coming. The delivery's coming. It's definitely coming. This is amazing. But we did like a meat collection from like a local great place. So we thought, oh, do you know what? We haven't been out in about 3 weeks properly. So we all went in the car, but Alex had a really bad experience. Nobody was social distancing. He was really stressed and he was in and out and just hated the whole thing. So actually, we'll not be going back out again.
Why did you take a photo of the delivery driver and what did you do with the photo?
Do you know what? I Instagrammed my tweet. No, I didn't Instagram my tweet. That's weird.
I Instagrammed my tweet.
I Instagrammed the text message because I'd literally been talking about this to people for so long. This, honestly, yeah, a little stressful, to be honest.
Can you do us a favour, Claire?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just move forward a little bit? Back a bit. Back a bit, a little more.
Hold on, like this.
Forward a tiny touch. There. It's only that you're sitting right beneath the lampshade, and if you sit just there, you look like Tommy Cooper.
Oh, that is so funny. I thought it was something to do with the sound.
could you do us a magic trick?
So,
that's so funny.
Is your delivery of your shopping a bit like Christmas in your house now?
Yeah, and so I've already planned the next one, and honestly, I haven't even got half the stuff on, and we're looking at about £150 because I'm just trying to get stuff to freeze, you know, like extra bread, the milk, anything I can that I think will last. Yeah, plus snacks. But this is the problem, you see, not everything's in stock. It's the little one's birthday at the end of the month. and I'm desperate to try and order a little birthday cake or something for him, but I can't even get the delivery slot.
I'll bake you one and send it.
Well, the thing is, right, into baking at the moment, we've got no butter.
It is hard though, because like my neighbours have all been swapping bits and bobs because they like baking and everyone's having a go at baking at the minute, aren't they?
Your neighbours, those scones last week, dear me. So basically, I took a photo of the delivery, not quite the driver, he had his back to us, but just of the van, just so that it was like proof that it came, just a good moment. I'll document it somewhere, I'm sure, in a lockdown diary or something.
Can't wait, that's going to be gripping, that.
Oh, that's thrilling, isn't it? Oh, it's the back of a van.
No, the back of the guy's head, the full van.
There are going to be publishers out there now desperate to get their hands on this diary.
I tell you.
This is gripping.
Yeah, it's riveting. I wonder how many people are doing this. I wonder how many people are using a diary and recording, because this is pretty surreal times, isn't it?
Today, I washed and took a photo of a delivery driver. Jeff, what did you just have in your hands then? You were like twiddling something.
Was I?
Yeah, it looked like either a conductor's baton or a recorder.
Oh, it's one of my various instruments that I'm learning while I'm on lockdown.
What is it? Tin whistle?
It's a penny whistle. That's rainbow.
That's horrendous.
Hey, the little one's learning the piano, actually.
Is he?
We've had a piano in. It's a really old secondhand piano. It's there for deco for me. It looks good in the kitchen. I've got it painted the same as everything else in the kitchen. It's styled nicely.
Can I just say one thing, though, Claire?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing she's done, Jeff, is she's backlit it. She's got disco lights behind it. So not only is this a piano painted in the decor of the house, she's put disco lights behind it and mood settings, so you can just flip between different colours when you go into the room.
It's great.
Is there a pedal you can do when you're playing the piano? So if you're playing something sad, you can go to something a little bit mauve.
No, but you see, this is the issue. So this is another thing that people are doing when they're in lockdown, spending money they don't have. Good times. So because the little one, because I've been a teacher, I saw this online resource where you could see, you know, there's loads of, celebrities doing various things and loads of resources that can help. And Mylene Klass is doing a fantastic music class. And he was so into it. And then he went across to the piano and he just started tinkling away at the piano. So Al started teaching him a couple of really basic tunes. And he loves it. He absolutely loves it, which is amazing. He's just really into it. So I'm sitting yesterday, and Al came up and he was like, oh, you know, I've been thinking about this. That piano, it's lovely and all that, and it looks great, but it's really old. You know, I think we need something new. And I was like, well, he's only played it for like 3 days. Like, let's just see how this goes. And he was like, oh, I know, but I think we should get a new one. And I was like, no. Love the deco of this one. It fits within like millimetres. It fits, right? Next thing, he was like, well, the only thing is, and I was like, have you bought a piano? He was like, uh-huh. I was like, what? Yeah, raging.
So where are you going to put
it? But not raging. So he's replacing my piano. Honestly,
so,
man.
This fits very nicely with what we're talking about this week, actually, because we're talking about jobs that you didn't expect you'd be doing because of everything going on at the minute. And teaching is obviously one of the jobs lots of people are now doing as a second job. Claire, seemingly you are now getting people to teach online for you. So you're not even bothering teaching your son. You're just using all the online stuff.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that.
But it's really hard. We got the head teacher's notes from our girls' secondary school. And the fantastic head teacher, he was brilliant. He's saying, give yourselves a break. He said, even I'm having trouble. I'm a head teacher. And I think what's really interesting is how we have been reminded of that old kind of saying, a bit of a cliche, but it takes a village to raise a child.
And hang on. Can I interrupt you? Is this one of Jeff's intellectual moments?
It's a saying. It's not even Confucius or anybody. I'm not even quoting any. It's just a...
Hang on. All right, let me give you the build up.
Jeff's intellectual moments.
So the saying goes, it takes a village to raise a child. And I think we've been reminded that it's not just down to schools and teachers to do the educating. We've got all these fantastic resources that are out there, all the stuff that the BBC is doing and all the free tours around the museums and stuff that we can do, and you can show your enthusiasm to your kids and show them that you don't know everything and get stuck in and learn something, learn a penny whistle or whatever it might be, and show that you're still learning as well. It's fantastic. But what I have learned as well as that is, yes, it might be true that it takes a community to raise a child. But if your child, like my middle one, is doing further maths, A-level, it doesn't take a bloody village. It takes a further maths teacher.
It takes a genius.
Because it's really bloody hard. I walked in the other day. I said, come on then. Come on, Tilly, let me help you with your maths. And she showed me this whiteboard. I said, what are you doing? She said, I've been doing my roots of polynomials. I've moved on to my kinematics, but I'm not too happy about that. So I'm doing my exponentials and logarithms. I said, oh, all right, okay. So how can I help you with that? She took a whiteboard out and my eyes just boggled around. Like,
oh, God, that sounds stressful to me.
I pretended I could hear the bipper going on the cooker. I said, I'll be back in a minute. So there's a
this
point
the
comes
thing.
Where you realise teachers are bloody just amazing at what they do.
Oh, they are, yeah.
We've got two especially brilliant teachers that are just like Liverpool and Barcelona of teaching. And I won't name them, but I'll call them the Hughes.
You mean Newcastle and Borough?
Yeah, he did mean Newcastle and Middlesbrough, mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're married and they've got kids, so it's fantastic. What did he say the other night? Mrs. Hugh was teaching history.
Is this online? Yeah.
This is just online to the kids. And he comes in, Mr. Hugh, and passes the child over and says, I've been doing everything to try and get it to sleep. I thought your history lesson might work. So it's like this fantastic soap opera. But it's also really interesting.
Brilliant.
So I was sitting off screen listening in and it was so engrossing. And my wife comes and started trying to push me into shot. So poor Tilly's sitting there trying to look like nothing's going on. At the same time, sticking her leg out, trying to kick me out of the shot. But no, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it is. And yeah, you totally appreciate teachers. They work so hard. But what's clear, Jeff, is you are the class clown.
Oh, bloody hell.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Anyway, teaching's one of the unexpected jobs people are now having to do as basically a second job. But also the other big thing everyone's talking about at the minute is grooming, whether it's yourself or your pet or whatever. Things that you'd normally get done by a professional, we're now having to do ourselves. So here's a message from Helen. Having to clip my bearded dragon's nails. I feel like a reptilian beauty salon. Bit different from my day job as a train driver. Isn't that what your wife calls you, Jeff? A bearded dragon?
Yeah, on a good day, maybe.
And there's another one that we've had a few messages about. Hairdressing. Because, obviously, we can't go to the hairdressers. So people are having a go either on themselves or their partners are doing each other's hair. Or in some cases, kids are doing people's hair. So Nigel sent a message saying, I've just shaved my 22-year-old son's head with a number one blade. Basically, he's accidentally given him a skinhead.
Oh, no. I was a hairdresser this week. I wasn't a good one. Just like I'm not a good teacher.
whose hair did you do?
I did both of them. To be honest, I wasn't really sure why anyone wanted the hair done. I mean, I'm looking at this camera now and all I can see is roots, but...
Thanks very much, you cow.
Definitely talking about me. Actually, have you had yours done? Yours looks nice. It
no,
looks
styled. No, it's not. I've got terrible roots.
No, looks nice.
My fringe is massive. Yeah, I keep having to put my fringe in a quiff on telly because it's so big now. It just like, I look like one of those Shetland ponies with the massive fringes.
I mean, you don't.
I do, but I'm putting it back.
You didn't sound very sincere there, Claire.
Yeah, I just kept on saying, no one's going to see you. It really doesn't matter. But actually, he wanted it done. So I did it and I did a shocking job.
Because there are all these bloody quizzes going on. Friends of ours cut their girl's hair. Poor little thing. So they did the fringe and then for some reason they got distracted and they didn't finish it off. So she's got long hair at the back. And she walked into the shot. She looked like she was out of Slade. It was...
She got a mullet.
She's got the worst mullet.
See, I think this is the time to have fun. Have some fun with it, I think.
Oh, she had no
not
idea.
If it's your hair,
I really
though.
Want to go pink. Yeah, I'd love to just dye my hair pink and just go wild for a little bit. I'm not at work.
Well, go on then.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, Jeff. If I could, through my online orders, if they were in stock, I would. So I'd be ordering pink hair dye, donuts.
Scones.
Butter. Scones.
Oh, good. Do you know what now? This is turning into a Claire's She's Really Hungry moment. No, yeah. Actually, I've renamed it. It's Claire's Shopping List Moment. You keep telling us all these flaming shopping you're going to do. Listen, you know you're talking about online quizzes, whether it's work colleagues or family or whatever. There is so much pressure to be sociable now. I mean, we're not allowed to physically see each other because of all the social distancing. But my God, everyone's obsessed with having flaming Zooms or house parties or online bars or online quizzes. I've had enough. I just want to sit in my pants on a Friday and have a glass of wine.
You know what, though? You should just not be so sociable then. Not be so popular.
I'm not, though, Claire. This is just desperate measures. It's work colleagues. It's, you know,
Claire,
family.
Claire, honestly, I'm getting invited to loads of stuff. And if I'm getting invited to loads of stuff, there's an issue. If you're not getting invited to anything, you're really unpopular.
We're hosting quite a few of them. This is cool. I was going to DJ for the girls the other night, but I didn't. I'm going to, though. I will.
Mm-hmm. In normal circumstances, you're invited out to the pub with your work colleagues or whatever it is. You can just say, oh, no, I'm busy
I'm
tonight.
Busy
We've got
tonight.
Something on. I'm going to a parents' evening or I've already got tickets to go and see such and such. You lie through your teeth and it's just the accepted norm. It's perfectly fine. But now, no, I can't tune into that quiz where we've all got to wear silly hats on our heads. Because what? Because I'm upstairs.
You could just say you're on another Zoom. This could be the thing. I'm really sorry. I'm actually on another one tonight at the same time.
I would love to hear people's excuses for avoiding these online party things. So if you've used an excuse to get out of a work one or even a family one or whatever, not bad for a Monday at hotmail.com. Send us your best excuse.
Have you done one yet, Steph? Have you?
Well,
have
yes,
you lied yet?
Tonight. So I got invited to a quiz night tonight and I've said that I'm on a date night.
A date night?
Yeah, so once the baby's asleep, we're basically going to pretend like we're going out. So we're just going to turn one of the rooms into, like, I don't know, a restaurant or a bar and then just pretend that we're out.
Love it.
And you were telling me earlier that your other half's not even talking to you at the moment, so the chances of that happening are pretty slim.
Oh, that's good times.
We've got childcare complications.
Oh, no. As in you're doing all the work and she's doing the childcare.
That's actually something I want to do as a topic because my neighbour was telling me this as well. Because obviously now we're all working from home. I think we need to do something on conflict or how you don't end up bickering with either your work colleagues or your partner or your family members or whoever. Because it's really tricky not to bicker. Because we're all just stuck together all the time.
The other thing that I think is really interesting that's related to that is the paranoia bred by virtue of the fact that nobody's kind of meeting up in the daytime and seeing each other in the office. So everyone's in their little silos and those little thoughts are getting to your head about, oh, have they said something about me? Are they talking about me? Are they, you know, have they got Zoom meetings set up where they talk about what a knob I am? You know,
Is that what you really think's going on, Jeff?
I think you're worried. Yeah.
I think you two have special meetings where...
No. I can't get in touch with her. She's too busy.
I mean, Jeff, that if you think we're sad enough to spend time not with you, talking about you, you're having a laugh.
Steph's super bitchy moment.
Touché. Hey, listen, I want to just, I mentioned my neighbours there. Obviously, my brilliant neighbours brought scones over while we were recording the last one. But I want to read you a little note that my neighbour who, because I've ended up talking to the neighbours loads more when I take the baby out for a walk. So it takes me half an hour just to like pass the houses because everyone's in their garden at the minute. And
yeah. Wants again, being sociable.
Yeah. So this card, I'm not going to read the beginning because it's a little bit like sycophantic and I don't want you to think I love myself. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. She said, and she's just started watching the show. So it's a really nice message. And then she says,
have you got your own show, Steph?
Yeah, have I told you about it? Guess what it's called? So she said, I've always found you very likeable, including your lovely teeth. But that's another story. She's put that in a card.
That is brilliant.
And put it through the door to
that
me.
That is brilliant. Oh, I like her. She sounds really quite real. I like her. She sounds fun.
I'm gobsmacked.
Can you believe that? Imagine putting a note through the door saying, I find you quite likeable, especially your teeth.
So next week, what was it, Steph? We're going
to... I think it's about dealing with conflict to do with work colleagues or you at home. You know, we're working from home. How do you stop yourself getting into, like, trivial fights or bickering or whatever? I don't mean serious stuff. I just mean, like, silly rows and... How do you just diffuse that? So if you've got any stories about, I don't know, any tension you've got at home while you're working from home, send us them.
Yeah. I love that idea of asking people how they become the diplomat. How do you how you diffuse? What do? Do you leave out scones? Sorry, Claire. Do you leave a nice little plate of scones and a note about their teeth to cheer them up?
Yeah.
You know, we're all about trying to provide solutions for people.
Yeah, and a bit of light relief. And definitely. If you've just got anything funny going on, let us know as well. Not bad for a Monday at hotmail.com. Right, it's time to wrap things up.
Brilliant.
It is. Enjoy your pretend date night, Steph, that you lied about.
Everybody needs a Friday night disco. Don't talk about work. Just talk about your week. Reconnect. Put some tunes on. Get some drink out. Friday night disco. Good times.
What I love is that you've identified that it's Easter weekend, Steph, and that you lied about an invitation to a Zoom quiz. So if that person listens to this, you're bang to rights. They're going to be sobbing.
I know. Yeah. But they don't
just
know.
Just tell us who it was.
Yeah, but they don't know which day we're recording it.
Good Friday.
You bastard. Bye.
Brilliant.
See you later. Have a good Easter.
Have a good Friday, Nobbets.
Oh, happy Easter. Yeah. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.